In 2007, biologists declared that quagga mussels had infested Lake Mead just outside Las Vegas. But years before that, park staff and volunteers like Wen Baldwin told folks how to avoid the problem. Baldwin says some people helped, but most people told him to just drop it.
Oh, it won't happen to us. But, I mean, that's the great American theory, whether it's cancer, fire, whatever. Oh, it won't happen to me.
But it did happen, and here's how it went down. Baldwin went to this conference out east where biologists explained how quaggas clog pipes at water treatment centers and power plants.
And there was a presentation about them, and I realized, hey, they could get in here and cost me money, it cost you money, it cost everyone money, just raise all kinds of havoc as they have in the Great Lakes.
Baldwin got worried. You see, quagga mussels hitchhike on boats, and Lake Mead is a boating hotspot. Baldwin started warning people, hey, wash down your boat before you put it in the lake.
I put on a lot of programs trying to get people on board. Just didn't work that well.
Now, quagga mussels are making a mess of Lake Mead, and Wen Baldwin can show you how. Baldwin tests how well quagga stick to different material. So we're on this dock one morning, and he pulls a rope out of the water. The rope is covered with shells that look like fingernail-sized clams.
I'd reckon you have to be pretty careful with your hands there.
Yeah, they'll cut you to ribbons. I go home looking like hands have been through a meat grinder.
At the end of the rope, he's tied a skillet.
They'll stick to Teflon.
Boy, they'll stick to Teflon. Your eggs won't stick to Teflon all that well, but your quagga muscles will.
Oh, they will. And anywhere they attach, the glue that they use will hasten the deterioration of the surface they're attached to.
A quagga-coated Teflon pan is a bit of a shocker, but what does a quagga invasion mean? Well, for one, if you dock your boat at Lake Mead, you've got to scrape it all the time. Swimmers wear shoes to protect their feet from quagga-coated rocks, and quagga are getting costly.
We've been monitoring water quality in the lake pretty extensively.
And so these are the six locations that we collect samples at?
I'm with Ron Zegers and Peggy Rofer. They're with the Southern Nevada Water System. It provides water to Las Vegas and other cities. They walk me through these slides that divers took near water intake pipes deep in Lake Mead.
And this is where our intake is right here at Saddle Island. So this is actually the inside of the rock structure, and you can see the quaggas on the inside of that. Quagga mussels were about 2 inches thick.
Zegers and Rofer say they're trying plenty of things to keep quagga out of the water supply. The first is that old standby, chlorine. But too much chlorine can make people sick.
More disinfection byproducts form, which puts us closer to our regulatory compliance issues. So we also have to be concerned about that also.
You know, we watch alternate control strategies, the biobullets and the Pseudomonas fluorescens and those kind of things.
And it's almost like an arms race at this point.
Yeah. Who can get there first? The annual for this is about $1 to $4 million.
Right? $1 to $4 million. You know, you could clean a lot of water for that kind of money if you didn't have to deal with these critters.
That's correct. You know, it's just an anticipated expenditure that, you know, certainly wasn't budgeted for when they first appeared, and now it's just going to be a way of life.
And it could become a way of life for more lakes if we don't stop quaggas from spreading around. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.